Mark Kreider, Dan Alcott, and Kristen Klein talk beers with Brahms and your final opportunity to see the Cookeville High School Choral Department in performance of Mary Poppins. Today on The Scene.
We are talking today with Christine Klein and Dan Alcott, who are here today talking about Beers for Brahms, an event that, how many years has this been going on now?
What year did we say it started, Christine? Around 2016?
Yes, that's so, what...
Just short of 10 years.
And
it was.
Wow.
It's an event that benefits the Bryan Symphony Orchestra Association. Christine is on our board, and she's helping us with special events this year, so she's knows a lot about this event. But it was an event that started when the Middle Tennessee Foundation, Community Foundation, was trying to encourage and teach people and tell them that it was safe to give online. And so they encouraged nonprofits throughout Middle Tennessee with some incentives to have a one-day online giving event. And so we thought that was a great idea. And I thought, why don't we have our event at a place so it can be a gathering for us, but also a way for people to learn how to, you know, to get more comfort. Because even 10 years ago, people were less comfortable with giving.
Sure.
And now most giving is online.
Right.
And so they incentivized that. And we had, you know, we had a good relationship with some business people in town. And so we asked Father Tom's Pub if they would host the event, because I thought Beers for Brahms at Father Tom's was a great
It sounds great.
It's a pretty catchy title. And so at that time, our executive director was Susan Luna, and she ran with the idea and got the whole thing rolling. And we got so much money in matching funds from the Middle Tennessee Foundation. They changed the rules the next year to make it a little harder, and we still got a bunch of money from them. Now, they've actually stopped doing the event, it was called the Great Payback, because, you know, their goal was to get people giving online, and people are doing it. But we continue to do this event, and it's turned into kind of our signature event. It's a beautiful location, Father Tom's Pub on the west side.
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah, it's so great. And they have a wonderful garden where you can sit out there. The patio's awesome. I ride my bike down there. They have a bike rack. And so we have an event where our people and people from the community can just come say hi. We have some of our musicians are there. I'm there. And Christine is helping run the event this year, so she'll tell you a little bit more about what it's going to be and when it on what day and what time.
Yeah, so it's next Wednesday, May 7th. It starts at 5 o'clock, and like Dan said, it's on the patio at Father Tom's. And so if you come and you make a donation, we actually do have donors who have stepped up. They're anonymous, but we have some anonymous donors who have stepped up to do donation matching. So your donation will get matched up to $10,000 at the event.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. And then not only that, a bonus is we have a tiered structure for donations. So if you come, you'll see there's a you can donate. The more you donate, you'll get more back in terms of some free beer, which is donated by Black Abbey Brewing Company out of Nashville. And Father Tom's also offers a discount for a dinner with every donation. So
yeah, if
it's
nothing
a bonus.
Else, just come down and have dinner at the coolest place to eat on the west side on this Wednesday night.
Really, in you are in the heart of the west side.
Yeah, and the great thing about this event is that you can just come to enjoy dinner, have a beer, have a drink at Father Tom's, and get to know some of the people in the Bryan Symphony Orchestra Association. There's some other fun going on. But like I said, you give a little donation that day while you're there, and we can help you with that. We got plenty of people standing by to help with that. Your donation will be matched by up to $10,000 in matching from some private sponsors of ours. And you get a discount on a meal and a free beer. So it's a great afternoon. And there's some more. And there's even entertainment, right, Christine?
Well, let me ask you one thing. Why Brahms? There seems to be a lot of classical musicians with B names.
Yeah.
What led to Brahms?
I think on that particular year, I had planned to conduct a Brahms symphony. And also, he was known to be a pub goer.
Oh, okay.
There was a pub in Vienna called the Hedgehog, I believe, which he was known
to. It's a great name for a pup.
And there's actually a character of him where he kind of looks like a hedgehog and he's walking into the hedgehog. And so it was just kind of a fun name to do. People like the name Brahms, like Raisin Brahms. Have you heard of Raisin Brahms?
No.
Yeah, no, there's a commercial about classical music for little kids.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, we love Brahms.
Yeah.
And it rhymes with Father Tom's.
You do.
It kind of does.
What other reason do you want, man?
Well, I just wondered. I just thought it was so interesting because I thought, you know, there's so many B names in classical music.
But ironically, we don't play any Brahms.
Not this next summer. We did this year.
No, I mean at this event.
Oh, at the event?
At this
event.
Don't.
Oh, no.
There's, so actually, this
no
event is our
oh, okay.
most casual event, would say, for the Bryan Symphony Orchestra.
Hold that thought.
Yeah.
We're going to take a short break, but we're going to come back and we're going to talk about Brahms, beer for Brahms.
Yes.
The event going on at Father Tom's this coming Wednesday. We are talking with Christine Klein and Dan Alcott about beers for Brahms. More than one beer.
Yes, at Father Tom's.
At Father Tom's Pub. So what is some of the entertainment that people will be experiencing at Father Tom's?
Yeah, so for the last few years, we have had My Heart, Your Heart, which is a local family band. It's a father, son, and daughter. And actually, so the son and daughters, Elliot and Freya Klein, they actually are both students at Tech. And Elliot is in the School of Music, and he's actually also the stage manager for the Bryan Symphony Orchestra. So some people might recognize him there. But so their band covers a variety of music from classics to covers, and a lot of it is unusual for around here as well. So people find that to be a treat. And Elliot will also be performing some of his originals this year. And he just recently he released an EP, Flowers Die, this year. It was in the Herald Citizen. You may have read about that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have some exciting things. And then another little special treat, we have a few surprise guest musicians that will be popping in as we raise that bar on our donations.
It's not a surprise that I will be sitting in.
Well, yeah, you always sit in with your cello.
I always sit in on my electric cello, so I'm excited to do that. Yeah.
Now, how is an electric cello different?
It has no body. It's just like an electric guitar has no body, like acoustic guitar has a. So my electric cello, actually, it's just a cutout that you can hold, so it's the right shape. But
that's cool.
I run it through an amp and have all kinds of effects and stuff. I'll be featured on Radiohead's Creep, by the way.
Excellent song. Yep.
And then another song by Brandi Carlile. I can't remember the name of it, but I love Brandi Carlile every time I hear or watch her perform. So the band is nice enough to let me sit in on a couple.
You usually hop in on a few more, which everybody enjoys.
I know the band well, and I've sat in with them before, so every once in a while I just, But I'm out there to help get donations and walk around the bar and get to know people, and I'll talk to them about our season, and it's just a really fun event. Who else? Oh, are we keeping it a secret? Who else might show up?
We haven't announced any yet.
Okay, there will be other special guests.
Yes.
Now, is this event, is the event itself free and open to the public?
Yes.
So people who are interested in music, who are interested in supporting Bryan Fine Arts.
Or eating dinner.
Or eating dinner.
Yes.
Or having Father Tom's.
It is Father Tom's after all.
So it really is a cross appeal.
Right.
Yes.
It's nice. And we've just finished the final concert of our season was April 27th. And so it's a nice time for a lot of our audience members who also love Father Tom's to just come together and say hi to each other, to us, thank us for the work that we're doing. A lot of our musicians will show up. And also, we start getting excited about next year.
Yeah, which is just around the corner. It's going to be here before you know it.
I know.
So how many people show up for this event?
It depends on the weather.
It's been growing over the years.
Yeah.
Usually, could be a little tricky to find a seat if you're looking for one, but they've gotten really good and put out extra stack of chairs on the patio there for people, and we get creative. And overall, everybody's there to socialize and enjoy the good company and the good music and the good food and beer. So, you can't really go wrong. And we have gotten lucky with the weather.
And so. it's a really friendly atmosphere. So the fun thing is, you know, our patrons who are symphony patrons kind of start scooting in together and getting to know each other a little bit better and seeing old friends. And it's just a really fun time. And people can obviously, if they want to go inside and sit in a booth, they can do that and have a quiet dinner. But just come out and visit us and take the opportunity to make a quick donation to the Bryan Symphony Orchestra.
That sounds great. Well, Christine, if you just one more time refresh us, when is this coming up? And it's going to be Beer for Brahms at Father Tom's.
Yes, Beers for Brahms at Father Tom's next Wednesday, May 7th, and starts at 5 p.m. on the patio.
And goes on until it ends?
8-ish to 9.
All right.
I'm going to close the place.
Lingering that might happen.
If you have to come late, Mark, I'll be there.
Thank you. All right, we're going to take a short break, and then we'll be back to talk further about upcoming events at the Bryan Fine Arts. We've been talking about Beers for Brahms that's going on at Father Tom's Pub. Just a quick refresher, Christine. So that's coming up this Wednesday?
Yes, this Wednesday, live music on the patio at Father Tom's. That's a nice treat for us all in this community. We don't get that very often over there. And that will be with My Heart, Your Heart, and a few other guest musicians. And we'll have some beer by Black Abbey Brewing Company, giving that away matching donations.
Yeah, this is a great time for people to come by and say hello to some musicians from our community, listen to some live music, and we hope you'll make a donation to the Bryan Symphony Orchestra to support our concerts and our education programs. And we have a matching donors from private donors up to $10,000. So come by, make a donation, get a free beer and a discount on your dinner at Father Tom's and enjoy an evening with your community.
That's great. And also it's a great opportunity to support a fantastic local restaurant like Father Tom's that's become such a heart of that downtown area.
Yeah, it's really an anchor business.
They're very supportive, and we're appreciative.
And we miss Tom Furch, who worked for Tech for so many years and was so supportive of theater and you know, everything. So.
Yeah, I had a great picture. Our first event we did was a picture of me and Tom and a cutout of Brahms. So just three old guys.
I love that. That's fantastic.
And the cutout still shows up at the event.
Yeah, you can get your picture taken with Brahms at the event.
Take your picture with Brahms.
He's still lingering around.
He's not as tall as you think he is.
He's leaning against a wall now.
That's great. I love that. So, Dan, what's coming up at the Bryan Fine Arts Center?
Well, the exciting thing, again, about this event is it's a way to kind of celebrate the closing of the Bryan Symphony Orchestra's season. Bryan Symphony Orchestra is the professional orchestra of the Upper Cumberland, and we have a 5-concert season, and then we also have a free outdoor concert and education concert. So this event really supports our mission is bringing live orchestral music to the Upper Cumberland at the highest performed level. And so we'll also be talking and announcing. We've just announced our season, which begins next October. We'll start our season actually with our free concert at Dogwood Park on Labor Day weekend, Sunday of Labor Day weekend. And then a really great season of works. It's called Come Home to the Bryan Symphony Orchestra. And we just want people to feel like that comfort of coming to a place where they're comfortable, they see people they know, and in this case, listen to some of the music of the world's great composers. We're also inviting back some former members, some student members of the Bryan Symphony Orchestra who are out there performing and playing in the professional scene all over the United States.
That's so great.
Yeah, coming back as soloists. And I'm old enough to have had some of them in my classes. So that's a really exciting thing. And we also have some other summer events going on with the Bryan Symphony. If you want to go to the website, www.bryansymphony.org. It's B-R-Y-A-N. And also, people can always check the Tennessee Tech School of Music's website for a lot of free concerts throughout the year. There's so much great live music going on in the Upper Cumberland, and we're a big part of it, and we're really proud.
That's really great. And I'm amazed, too, just by how many events you have going on. Even in the summer, you're bringing in groups of high school kids, and there's just so many things going on.
We try to keep the building busy at the Bryan Fine Arts Center.
You do not take the summer off, for sure.
No, it's really nice. And it's great because as we're bringing in people, like there's a tour orchestra that's a high school tour orchestra that's going to Europe. They're coming and using our hall as their rehearsal space for a couple of days. We have a summer music institute coming where we have about 100 kids from ages 14 to 18 coming in to meet with our faculty, see our beautiful campus, come to Cookeville, and we hope, of course, they might consider coming to Tennessee Tech someday.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. So, well, that's fantastic. So let's review again. Just the initially what we were talking about is Beers for Brahms. If you would just give us one more run, Christine, of that.
Yeah, come on
event.
Out. Next Wednesday, May 7th at 5 p.m. at Father Tom's, Beers for Brahms. One of our most important fundraisers for the Bryan Symphony Orchestra, and it's actually one of my favorite events. It's a casual event. It's a great social event. You know, everybody there is so friendly. Come on out, support a good cause, get a bite to eat, get some free beer, and enjoy the music.
Well, that sounds great. Well, thank you so much, Dan, Christine. It was great talking with you today. And I hope the event is really successful.
I'll see you there.
Thank you.
All right,
thanks for having us.
All right. Thank you.